Okay, Ken, I think we're live. I'm not sure, though. Everything's green up there. The sound's down now. The volume, yeah, I think we're good.
Live or alive? I feel like I might die.
I know you've had a week from hell.
Yeah, we both kind of have, right?
Yeah, the boss is on vacation. Yours is a little different. You've been stressed.
Yeah, mine's just scattered.
I stress over my shows, too, but
yeah.
You got two more to do, and you're like, your butt's puckered. I know.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it takes me two dedicated full days to edit and have a show ready to go. Besides the interruption of scheduling and filming the thing. So I lose two work days every time I need to put out a show.
You know, that's funny because I don't, that's not funny, but that's the main reason that I said, we ain't editing crap.
Right. You know?
And so on my other show on the Wake Up Call, Rin will make a mistake in the music and play the wrong song or something or not start it right or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, well, you can edit that out. And I'm like,
no.
Rin?
No. No.
What's the motto, Ren?
We don't edit.
There is no editing.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Now, I did edit something out of Female Encounters the other day, our counterpart.
Well, that makes sense.
That I did.
Yeah.
No, it was me. The girls, I tell them there's no editing. So if you tell them that I edited it, I'm going to be pissed. But, I probably said something about my ex that I probably shouldn't have said.
Yeah, calling people out by name.
I didn't call by name, but anybody that knows me, I mean, come on. You know, so
yeah.
I decided, it's probably not a good idea.
It can cause problems that you just don't need. Yeah. So you want to spend the next, 45 minutes and just take a nap?
Yeah. Wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Could listen
any.
To a snore.
You know, we were kind of talking about that before we started. I'm also trying to back off of my THC, at least the vaping part or the smoking part, because I do have some flower too that I will smoke. But I primarily got that to make some brownies or muffins with. Here's the deal. I only use it to sleep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Because I'm at the age if I get too stoned, it's like I can't function.
I don't know about you, but I don't have time for that, right?
Yeah. For functioning?
Because, man, there's too much to do, and I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
So, same thing. I used it to sleep.
Does it help?
I tried the gummies based on a guy's recommendation, and it didn't really work. So
did you notice any, I mean, you have to get the right, that's hard to regulate. That's why I thought I'd try to make my own brownies and that kind of stuff. But
well, I got the ones he said he was getting that his doctor told him, dude, go do this.
Right.
So the guy's, I think, well, not, no, I think he's in his 80s and man, he had like heart bypass surgery, and then he had cancer.
Oh, crap.
All this stuff, and he was having trouble sleeping, and his doc said, just go, you're probably your best bet is just go get these gummies, and elderberry gummies. And,
elderberry?
Yeah. And elderberry is supposed to help you sleep as well. And
I've heard that.
Yeah. And so, anyway, I went and got these gummies, and I'm trying them, and it's not really working out for me. And so I talked to him again. And I said, man, they're not working for me. He said, well, how many are you taking? How much are you taking? I said, two. And he about dropped. He said, oh, my God, I take a half of one.
Yeah.
I said, well, one wasn't working at all. Two kind of works early, but then I'm still waking up at 3 hours later. So,
my experience with them has been I took one time and I took a whole one, and oh my God, I couldn't sleep. I was paranoid all night long.
Yeah.
I laid there, eyes wide open. You know,
what's happening right now?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's wrong with me? I haven't been this stoned since high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. So I know that the gummies are extremely hard to regulate, but I have made my own baked goods before get me baked.
Yeah.
It's worked, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I found out early, though, because when I first did it, I want to kind of watch what I'm eating as well.
Yeah.
And so instead of one muffin, I was ending up with two muffins and, and that's a little sweet, but yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
This is Julie Blair with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door with your real estate tip of the week. Bedrooms should not sleep. Keep these rooms bright and cheerful. Remove any excess furniture, use attractive and colorful bedspreads or comforters, and have fresh curtains or clean blinds. This has been your real estate tip of the week. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Grand Pacific Luxe. It's a luxury candle.
Grand Pacific Luxe with an E. It's luxury, right? And GP Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. And GP are my initials, Ginger Page. I use Neem fragrance oils. So the oils that are made all meet the California Prop 65 non-toxic list, meaning there's no chemicals, no phthalates, no carcinogens, nothing that would be dangerous to you to be burning in your home. Grand Pacific Luxe, LUXE.com. And that should take you to my Shopify page. So that's what my webpage is.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Yeah, that's so you can hear it. And that kills it completely, but you can still see that. Oh, okay. So we're breaking in Julie on the new board.
Yes.
It took me, well, she's doing a lot better than I did. I've been on this thing now for, 3 months, so.
Well, it was already on them when I got here, so I didn't touch anything.
Yeah, we'd already got going. She didn't get to see the setup.
Right.
Okay, so here's my deal.
Yeah.
I was on a plane going to, I was in contract sales with at that time was the world's largest retailer. And we were flying to Portland, I think it was.
Okay.
To call on a major client. I mean, this is like a $2 million client. One of the biggest ones I've signed to date. So we're on the plane, and he's a very religious man. And he says to me, I start asking questions because I'm kind of curious. I mean, that was back in the time when, I'm not afraid to ask and not on my mortality or, anything else for that matter.
Yeah.
He goes, he looked at me and he said, "Do you believe in Jesus?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, I guess, yeah." And he says, "Well, let me ask you this question. If this plane were to go down right now,
right,
would you go to heaven?" And I'm like, I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's how that went. And he goes, "Yeah, you're not at that category where you believe." He goes, "And this is all I'm going to leave you with." He didn't preach to me. He didn't try to convert me.
Right.
He said, "This is what I'm going to leave you with." He goes, "I want you to think about this." And it really got the wheels turning in my head. He said, "What do you have to lose to not believe in him and believe in the fact that he's your savior? What do you have to lose? You have everything to gain and nothing to lose."
Sure.
So it kind of changed my whole philosophy and way of thinking about religion, so to speak.
Right.
Because I did a lot of that stuff. You go to church and some of the worst sinners are in church.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
But they go there so they can get their own salvation. They're not thinking in their own mind.
Sure.
Man, we're going to get in so much. This show is going to get banned.
Yeah.
But it's the honest to God truth.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
can have church in your own home. You just sit and talk to Jesus, man, and you're having church. You don't have to go to church. It helps to be around other people that have like thinking.
Sure, yeah.
No doubt. It's the same thing with anything. If you're in business, to be around minds that are thinking alike and heading that direction.
Right.
So, but it does, when I do that, it helps me get through my mortality issue. To think that there might be something else. Well, no, can't think it like it's... See, I did it again. Can't think like there's... There is something else.
Right. Okay.
What have you got to lose?
Yeah.
Certain things, I realize that there's certain things in the Bible that really upset a few people.
Upset?
Let's see, what can I work with? I can tell you, I know one in particular that has to deals with homosexuality.
Oh, you know what, though? There's an extremely rare amount of information in the Bible about that subject.
It's
pretty much a freaking non-issue.
There is.
And I think the probably the whole Sodom and Gomorrah thing, that's probably the biggest uninformed reference to that. It's not even about that.
That's true.
It's not. So they use that one, but it's not even about that. It's about the evil bastards that wanted to like do mean things to them in that town.
Right.
So, yeah. So I think it's a non-issue in the Bible.
That's a good solid point. I've never looked at it that way.
I'm not an expert on the Bible.
Me neither. I let me tell you, I've read the Old Testament, didn't understand a single word that was in there. It took me a long time to get it read. But I was married to a woman. Her father was a preacher. And so, you know, I thought, I'm going to make this effort.
Right.
So the Old Testament, and then here's the part that got me confused, right? So the Old Testament, according to certain religions,
sure.
Not going to say which ones, not going to quote, because I don't know.
Right.
But that was a bunch of stuff before Jesus came along, and they put it in there to scare people into believing about Jesus, right? So the plague, all that kind of, and you know, when you stop and think about it, you know, we've had our own plague here in New Mexico. Well, the United States has had the plague. COVID hit the United States, shut down the entire world for a short period of time.
Yeah.
That's end days, man. That's end days. So to me, I'm thinking too, I don't need to have to worry about my mortality. I don't, it's almost over anyway. Might as well bend over and kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I don't have any of those layers put on there. So, I just do my thing.
Well, here's the thing for me is I
don't really think about it.
I want to, for me personally, whether it's religion based or whatever, I want to treat people correctly. I want to treat people like I want to be treated.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to murder and rape and pillage and plunder. I don't want to do any of that.
Right.
And I hope that I can set the example about being a good person and that people will follow suit with that.
Right.
I feel like because I'm such a huge guy anyway that, and even your own significant other says I'm a little overbearing. And yeah, I guess I am.
I don't see how you're overbearing.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
But honestly, I view people differently, I guess. I don't know. I've never considered you overbearing.
You know. Yeah.
Julie, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's giving us looks over here.
I will tell you that coming from management, and I don't know whether it's an overbearing personality, but working in sales, and recently, in the last few years, I worked in sales for someone that I would try to do, you know, they would be busy, so I'd just take it upon myself and get it done, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Got my ass handed to me. You're not supposed to do that. Well, why not? I mean, did I do it wrong? No, but it's not your job. Oh, okay, I don't want your job. Just so you know, I'm not bucking for your job, man. But kind of, I don't get it, right?
Yeah.
If I hired somebody that did that, I'd be like, holy crap, come here. Let me give you some more stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's an employee that's just like wandering around making everything better.
Exactly.
Whether it's their job or not, that's the one you want.
You know, when I was in management with Sears, if I had somebody like that, I would do everything I could to promote them.
Yeah.
And I used to tell my employees this, and to this day, if I have any employees, I'll say, look, my whole goal is to train you so you can move me out of a job.
Yeah.
You can make me jobless. Yeah.
I had an old boss there a long time ago that he used to say that all the time. He said, our entire goal is to work ourselves out of a job.
Train the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does that affect mortality?
I don't know. You know, probably the more recent kickback to mortality that I had. There's this guy that I know, and I always looked up to him, and he's older now, 80s, maybe going on 90, somewhere in there. But he's an ex-Marine.
Hoorah!
Just super cool guy, and I swear the dude's made out of iron, man. Like, he is just freaking a rock or iron or something. Like, you can't, he just keeps moving and you cannot hurt that guy. And he ended up getting hurt. I'm doing air quotes there. He ended up getting hurt, but he went to the hospital for some heart problems and whatnot. And now that guy is in the hospital. And I'm like, holy crap. If he's in the hospital, what the hell chance do I have? I mean, you can't destroy that guy. Like, seriously. He's still around, so apparently it still holds true. So I'm better.
You know, I'm gonna say this. I lost my brother, my little brother, and my mom and dad at fairly early age. Mm-hmm. Both in their 70s. My little brother was just in his 50s, upper 50s.
Yeah.
But I'm still here, so I did the thing where I figured out average life expectancy, what my average life expectancy might be.
In the family?
Yeah, what mine might be.
Right.
You know, because of just immediate family.
Right.
Well, I should have died 2 years ago. So I'm thinking, I'm here for a reason.
You're an overachiever, David.
Maybe I've always been an overachiever. Except in high school, I wasn't. But after that, I most definitely have been, still am. Yeah. Want to have the number one podcast, want to have the number one radio show.
Right.
I want to have two number one radio shows, and I have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the way I'm driven. But I get a little goofy and silly when that stuff happens, because I don't think my mind works as well as it used to.
You know, I don't think that matters. I think just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I love doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Sure.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. I mean, I had given up these podcasts. I just sold out everything. But I love doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know why, Ken. I'm tired. Every Thursday when we come to do this, I'm like, oh, God, I was sitting out in the car before you got here thinking, oh, God, I'm so tired. I don't know. But then get set up. And
that's the reason why I didn't bring one in one case.
You know, it's like,
that's what started our whole conversation, because we're both like dragging ass in here. Like, oh, God. Don't you just feel like dying? My friends are dying.
Exactly.
Let's just be done.
All right,
Before you got here, we were talking about just spending 45 minutes taking a nap.
Yeah, we were just going to do the show. Just us snoring. That was going to be it. All right, we're going to do another break. Miss Julie, would you take us to break, please? Pretty please with sugar and cream on it.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here you know, we're just having a good time. So website is TraegersBar.com. Here at Traegers, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening at Encore Coffee Shop?
So first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter and her daughter's name is Valley. And they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have. And we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
IntoWest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far. But you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, IntoWestConcepts.com!
There, see, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
That's it. Oh, you did good.
Boom.
Boom. All right. First of all, we're at Traeger's. I don't want to forget that.
Yes, we are at Traeger's.
Because we haven't brought that up. We're at Traeger's, and I haven't had dinner yet, so the doghouse is open. I know this for business. Yeah. And they got some new stuff out there.
Yeah.
I had that New Mexico dog when I was here last. New Mexico brat, whatever you want to call it.
Brat.
Yeah, brat. I've heard people call him
brat. Roasted somebody's kid. He was misbehaving. Screw that guy. Throw him on the grill.
But you have to order the New Mexico one to get the tortilla because you got a New Mexico dog.
Right, and that does not come in a tortilla.
No, but the
right.
Brat.
The brat does.
The brat does.
It's a big tortilla. I mean, he's only a 40-pound brat, but...
Oh, nice. She's already figured it out.
Jill playing with the soundboard over here. Okay, that deserved...
I'm glad you're back, really.
It deserved a rim shot.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even see her switching it around. Yeah. All right, so...
We are at Traeger's. We're here every Thursday.
Every Thursday. And please, if you hear the show, please come down.
Yeah.
I know we're getting ready to take a hiatus around the Christmas time, but
yeah.
We'll be here for the rest of the year. Scott is sponsoring, the Traeger's is sponsoring a couple different things. I noticed that Breezes is going to be playing in Orchard Park. I don't know what all is going on down there, but Breezes is going to be there. Zymes Ford is one of the sponsors, so...
Cool.
And I've had Breezin on my other show. I could probably get him on this one, too.
Is it like TGIF or something?
I'm not sure what it is.
Are they doing those
anymore? I saw the poster, but I think Julie's looking it up now. But,
okay.
It's now. October something, 7th, 1st, something like that. I don't.
Okay.
But, yeah. So we'll get that posted, that information posted as well.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, you can get all the podcasts, the ones that we've talked about. You can pick those all up at innerwestconcepts.com. And I invite you to go take a look.
Inter.
Yeah.
West
Concepts. And that lovely webpage is designed by the guy sitting across from me here looking at me like shit-eating grin. But I can get you turned on to that guy, too, as a matter of fact. I just happen to know.
It's an easy thing to do. I'm easy to get turned on to.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you.
Oh, my. All right. So, immortality.
That's a good Pearl Jam song.
Yeah, immortality.
Immortality is a Pearl Jam song?
Pearl Jam song, yeah.
I'll have to play it tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
It's a really good song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I I think this is why I don't, you know, have a significant other, because I'm spent already.
Julie's having fun. That's all. Yeah. That's all that really matters.
Yeah. I don't care.
No, I mean, back to the like subconscious.
Yeah, I'm throwing
thing.
The ball
I mean,
in your court.
Yeah. So, again, I think subconsciously mortality affects men
more than women. You think?
Possibly. I'm not really sure. I've never picked that apart. But there are a lot of things that men do, especially once they get out of their I'm young and bulletproof phase, then it hits them like a sledgehammer.
That's when the majority of divorces happen.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, it could be.
It is.
That all of a sudden it's like, I can't be old. And they're not old. They're like going in their 40 or whatever. And they're like, no, I'm young. That's how we all still feel, right? In our head.
In the morning when you're shaving, you look in the mirror like, who's that old sumbitch in the mirror?
In the hell? Get picture. Out of my bathroom.
Yeah. I left that picture in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think too many people, some people do think about it, but I don't think too many people consciously think about it as far as men go. But I think it dictates a lot of behavior, maybe not healthy behavior.
Well, it wasn't healthy behavior for me when I was younger. When I hit that, I hit my middle age crisis, I swear to God, at 30, 30, 35, somewhere in there. And, you know, that's way too early.
Yeah.
And so I've been through all of that. I finally mellowed out, but I do think about my mortality a lot as I get closer. And, you know, and when I have friends, Julie's celebrating a birthday and she says something about it. And then the guy that's 59 that's ate up with cancer. I mean, just that crap just kind of.
Yeah.
So thank every day. Thank the Lord every day. Pardon the reference. But then I get up when I stick my foot out of bed in the morning and there's ground there.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Another day above the daisies.
Yeah.
So do you get out of bed that way? Happy to be alive when you wake up in the morning?
Not consciously, no. Again, I don't think about it. I don't ever think about it. I don't think about the alive part. I don't think about the end part. I just
think about the moment.
Yeah, just right now. And I've lost a bunch of friends. Probably the youngest one.
Yeah, you're losing me now.
The youngest one I lost was her. She was 27 years old and had ovarian cancer. And that's a tough one because it's not easy to diagnose. And so a lot of people go through a lot of things, like a lot of denial type of things when something's wrong with them, men and women. And so that was one of them. She was like, I'm bleeding, I'm blah, blah, blah. It's just probably this, it's probably that, it's probably this, it's probably that. I don't have time. Something's probably wrong. I'll go ahead and schedule a thing. By the time she finally got in there, she was terminal. She never walked back out of the hospital.
Yeah.
I had lost another friend since moving back here to ovarian cancer, and she was only in her 40s. Like way, 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 way too young.
Just a baby.
Whenever the cancer word comes up, it really, really hits me just because it's a flood of memories, you know, of people that have dealt with it and gone through, survived it, and people I've lost just to it. You know, it's a whole mixed bag of tricks there, but it doesn't ever make me consider my own mortality.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you, though, wonder sometimes, because I do, it's like all of these people, I've lost all these people at certain ages or whatever, so why in the hell am I still here? Does that ever hit you?
That's a great question.
It's a good question, yeah. But
what's my purpose?
I'm not a normal person, so.
No, you're not.
No, not.
But you own it. And live by, you're just like Ren, because she said, I'm weird, I own it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So you're not a normal person, you own it.
Yeah, I do. So, No, I don't put anybody else's stuff on me. Like, I just am who I am.
I don't mean what's my purpose, but how in the hell am I making it past a certain age when all these people didn't? You know, how did I luck out or something?
Right. You know? That's what I mean by that is I don't put anybody else's stuff on me. So everybody's different. Everybody's health situation is different. Everybody's DNA is different. Everybody's like background is different. Everybody, sure. Like, there's so many, and that's why I have a problem with like racism and ageism and sexism and everything like that. Like, the things that make us individuals are infinite. So there's like, to put a label on somebody, even like, you're a man. Okay, well, that's one of the, you know, 500,000 things that make you who you are. So are you labeled that way, or is this that one 500th?
Wow, that is way deep.
So yeah, that's how my way, brain works. So that's deep. Why I don't put other people's stuff on there. Saver. Everybody's
gonna
individual.
Pull my ass out of this puddle, man. Wow, that's deep, Ken.
Yeah, it's a topic for another show, probably.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I live in the infinite cosmos of possibility.
Well, I'm going to quit trying to shoulder all the death that has surrounded me.
Yes,
And concentrate on the fact that I am still here.
Yeah, man.
And I'm
you beat the odds for your own family at least, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm 3 years ahead of the odds.
Right.
So in my mind, and I know you're going to laugh, but I know I'm here for some kind of reason. And I'm just going to keep plugging away until it becomes evident to me.
Sure.
When I moved to Durango, I was there forever thinking, I'm here for a reason.
Yeah.
This was back in the 90s. I'm here for a reason. And I didn't figure it out till after I left. And you know what it was? The reason?
What?
How not to be. Because it was Sodom and Gomorrah up there. Party every night, alcohol. Oh, my God. Different women every 2 or 3 months.
You have no control over whether you influence, because no matter who you are, you have influence over your situation. Either positivity,
exactly.
Positively or negatively. So that's your purpose, is your influence that you carry forward. You make people laugh, whatever. If you just, you're carrying forward a positive influence as much as possible, wherever you go, everywhere you go, that's your purpose. Do that.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you with this. I used to tell my salespeople, you have two choices every day. Two. That's it.
Okay.
Two. When you wake up, you can either decide to have a good day
or not. Yeah.
And if you choose to have a good day, nothing is going to bother you. And when I was in sales, I used to stand in the mirror shaving, going, nobody is going to piss me off today.
Right.
That was in management. In sales, nobody's going to bother me today. But when I was in management, nobody is going to piss me off today. And it worked.
That's not positive affirmations. That's middle-of-the-road affirmations. Like, I'm going to have a good day, damn it, because if anybody pisses me off, I'm going to ignore them. I will ignore people who try to piss me off. That's my affirmation every morning.
You took it a little bit differently.
That's what I do.
It's more the fact that no matter what anybody does, it's not going to piss me off. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They can try all they want to. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I used to tell them when I go to work, my sales associates, especially the ones in Phoenix, oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
They ate that crap up. So they did their level-headed best to piss me off. And then towards the end of the day, the one that I liked, my million-dollar sales guy, who could never do anything to piss me off.
Right.
He would walk by and he goes, so have I pissed you off yet? I'm like, no. I said, well, wait. How much have you sold today? And then he gave me the toll. I said, no, I'm not pissed at all.
I love you, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Julie, thanks for coming and
running
the show for us. Any last words, Ken?
No. I had some earlier. I don't remember what they are.
Okay. Well, the snow's getting ready to fall, right?
Winter's coming.
Winter's coming. So here's my ahead of the scheme.
Yeah.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Definitely.
All right. Let's get out of here, Julie. Play us out. Play us out. Play us out.